This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. It's Friday, the end of the week, finally. Maybe you're thinking about going out, meeting some friends, maybe visiting galleries in downtown Wilmington. It is Fourth Friday Gallery Night. But wait, have you forgotten something? What if you die?
Think about and consider, first of all, who you would want to be your voice if you couldn't, what your wishes would be if something were to ever happen.
That's Jason Clam, the education and outreach specialist for Lower Cape Fear Hospice. I'm speaking with him at Expo 216, an art gallery on Front Street, in the midst of an exhibit called Death and Dying. Here's director and curator Linda Look.
We have two floors of displays, and we do update the displays within the exhibit from time to time. We have a history of hospice, the advanced directive display, several displays that address cultural traditions for end-of-life care and afterlife theory. We have a very fascinating hair work, jewelry memento display of actual early American hair work jewelry.
Tell me about the death and dying fashion going on here.
We have 8 original designs, and each one supported an aspect of death and dying. This one, for example, is made of actual medical tubing, and what it illustrates is the thin line between prolonged life and prolonged death. At some point, you pass that line. And the one in the window, which was our first place winner, made the point how unexpected death can be, and that was the cyclist's widow. She was made out of thousands of stitched together inner tube cuttings.
And what inspired you to do an exhibit on death and dying?
We look for elephants in the room, topics that we can contribute conversation to, and end-of-life issues is definitely one of those.
Tonight, Expo 216 is offering a big potential social impact for the community. Tonight is Notary Night. Jason Clam from Cape Fear Hospice is a notary, and he has forms for the living to take care of business you might not be able to take care of later. So people who come here for Notary Night, they get the opportunity to do what?
A couple things. One, they get to start a conversation maybe in an atmosphere that's a little less threatening, a little less fearful. The second thing they can do is they can ask any kind of question that they want. Questions about what conversations they should be having, what documents they can be putting in place. And then ultimately, if they are prepared to fill out their living will, their health care power of attorney, actually do the documents, we will be able to do that for them. We will have the notary, we will have the witnesses, and they will be able to walk out of here with a legal document.
And what if they don't do it? And they don't do it on Friday night, and they don't do it next week, and then they have an unfortunate bicycling accident. If you don't do it, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Well, the worst thing that could happen is that your family is at a loss for what they should decide. As you think about advanced care planning, the danger is that your family could split apart from decisions you could have made and expressed.
Jason Clam and Linda Look at Expo 216. Tonight is Notary Night from 6 to 9 o'clock, featuring refreshments, harpists, and advanced directives. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.